Well, good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. And at the top of the hour, we'll begin our TIN this evening, where we're going to talk about Field Day 2020. So hopefully you'll connect to us. Hopefully you'll ask questions of those guest speakers, and hopefully you'll have some fun. So until the top of the hour, I'll be there in the background. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by Kilo Bravo 8 Zulu Golf Lima. And all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at www.scarsvoip.com. Your net controls this evening are several. My name is Kathleen. My call is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I'm merely opening it up this evening. I live in the city of Port St. Lucie, Florida, where it's currently about 79 degrees. You know, really sad when my son up in Kalkaska has warmer temperatures than I do. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, come aboard. No emergency traffic. That's always a great thing. How about anyone celebrating a birthday? Either maybe this upcoming week, maybe tonight, maybe last week, that would like to come aboard so we could say happy, happy. All right. No birthday stations. That means none of us are getting any older. All right, this is the monthly Thursday Informational Net Open Forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. And I do want to advise you, our session is being recorded, so if you've been part of this session tonight, you'll most definitely be part of that recording. Again, our program this evening is about Field Day 2020, and we do have quite a program for you. Hopefully, you'll enjoy. And so, at this point, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I'm going to throw it over to KY6B, who I assume will begin the program this evening. KY6B from Kilo 6 Sierra United November, are you ready?
Well, thank you, Ms. Sunshine. I think so. Good evening, all. Gordon, KY6V here. And thanks for joining us for the June 2020 TIN. Tonight's program, as Kathy mentioned, will be covering the upcoming ARRL Field Day for 2020. And the Field Day will be running on Saturday, the 27th and 28th of this month. And this year, we will be facing added challenges in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. And in so doing, some of the regulations for the event have been changed. And further, we should be conducting ourselves under the guidelines offered to protect not only ourselves, but the people around us. Tonight's program will be covering the changes in the event rules, provide suggestions on how you might consider orchestrating your event, and above all, how to enjoy and remain safe for the occasion. We are proud to have our season narrators with us here this evening, who will consist of K6SUN, GW8SZL, W4RFJ, NO70, N4UPC, KB9EWG, and myself, KY6V. So without further ado, let us get the program started with David. Good evening, Mr. Wales, And over to you, sir, KW8SZL from KY6V and SCARS.
Yeah, thank you very much there, Gordon. Good evening. Dave, Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima here. And I would like to start this section of the program by reviewing an ARRL statement published in March of this year. With 2020 ARRL Field Day, one of the biggest events on the amateur radio calendar, ARRL officials are monitoring the situation with the coronavirus very closely and paying close attention to all of the information and guidance being offered by the CDC centers, that's the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Now, at its core, Field Day is a local event and an opportunity for local amateur radio clubs to showcase their skills, science, and technologies that make radio communication such a wonderful hobby and a valuable public service. Now, since the impact of the coronavirus outbreak has been very different in different parts of the country, we recommend that all amateur radio clubs participating in Field Day be in regular contact with their local or state public health officials for their advice and guidance on hosting Field Day activities. This also offers an opportunity for amateur radio clubs to bolster or re-establish their relationships with local and state public health and emergency management officials. Because of the unique circumstances presented this year, this can be an opportunity for you, your club, and or group to try something new. Field Day isn't about doing things the same way year after year. Use this year to develop and employ a new approach that is in line with our current circumstances. Local club officials are the most appropriate people to be making decisions about their specific Field Day programs. We are all concerned about protecting the health and safety of those participating in or attending Field Day activities, and so we trust local club officials to take the appropriate steps to monitor local conditions and make decisions in the best interest of their communities. ARRL officials strongly believe that following the guidelines of local, state and national healthcare professionals will help ensure everybody's safety in the coming weeks and months. Now at this point, let me turn it over to our next presenter, Chief W4RFJ.
GW8SZL with the Thursday Information Net. This is W4RFJ. Thanks, Dave. And in keeping with what has just been mentioned, recording the ARRL statement, I would like at this point to take further what changes they have made in the Field Day rules for 2020. In that temporary rule waivers for ARRL Field Day 2020, dated 5/28/2020, one, for Field Day 2020 only, Class D stations may work all other Field Day stations, including other Class D stations, for points. Field Day Rule 4.6 defines Class D stations as home stations, including stations operating from permanent or licensed station locations using commercial power. Class D stations ordinarily may only count contacts made with other Class A, B, C, E, and F Field Day stations, but the temporary rule waiver for 2020 allows Class D stations to count contacts with other Class D stations for QSO credit. Let me grab a nickel. In addition, for 2020 only, an aggregate club score will be published, which will be the sum of all individual entries indicating a specific club, similar to the aggregate score totals used in ARRL-affiliated club competitions. Ordinarily, club names are only published in the results for Class A and Class F entries, but the temporary rule waiver for 2020 allows participants from any class to optionally include a single club name with their submitted results following Field Day. For example, if Podunkalu Radio Club members Becky W1BXY and Hiram W1AW both participate in 2020 Field Day. Hiram with his Class D home station and Becky from her Class C mobile station both can include the radio's club name when reporting their individual results. The published results listing will include individual scores for Hiram and Becky, plus a combined score for all entries identified as Podunk Hollow Radio Club. The temporary rule waivers were adopted by the PSC on May 27, 2020. At this point, allow me to turn the program over to Sheriff George, NO70, who will discuss some suggestions for starting your planning. But before I do so, are there any audience check-ins or questions at this point? Please call W4RFJ.
Hotel Alpha.
I think I doubled. VK3HJQ.
Okay, I have Hotel Alpha and HJQ. Are there any others?
LXD.
Yes, Lima Delta.
UI.
Yes, Lima Delta.
All right. Let's see. I got Hotel Alpha. Oh, boy. I just messed up. There was somebody after Hotel Alpha. Then I've got LXD, Delta Yankee, and JLD. Who was that after Hotel Alpha again? My apologies.
Oh, I think that was me, VK3HJQ.
Sorry about that, John. Thank you. All right, Hotel Alpha, go ahead and pick it up, and good evening. Welcome to the South Cars Thursday Information Net, W4RFJ.
Hey, very good. Thank you, Chief. Just piggybacking on top of what you said about having your score attributed to your club. So you can work from home, you can work mobile, etc. So any independent ham could have their score entered into a joint club score. But the ARRL sent an additional notice to say that all club participant entries, when you send in your data to get on the club score, you have to enter the club's official name exactly the same. So everybody who wants it credited to that club has to enter the club name perfectly for it to be recognized by the computer. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA.
Okay, thank you, Fred. Top of the evening to you. Next on the list is HJQ. Go ahead there, John, and fill her in, and welcome to the South Cars Thursday Information Net. This is W4RFJ.
Yeah, thanks, Roger. Thanks for welcoming me in. VK3HJQ. Well, I was going to say, Field Day down here locally, we call that basically like a ham fest, you know, where you go and set up a stand and you go and buy lots of junk and take lots of money with you and you end up with empty pockets. So obviously you guys call a Field Day a contest day or something, obviously where you make contacts. So that's a bit of a difference. Anyway, and thanks to Super Dave for the reading this morning. That was really good. And thanks for letting me in. Back to you, Roger. W4RFJ in the group from VK3HJQ.
VK3HJQ from W4RFJ in the South Cars Thursday Information Net. Okay, John, thank you. Next on the list is LXD for a question or comments. This is W4RFJ. Go ahead and fill her in, and what you got, W4RFJ?
W4RFJ, WA3LXD. Greetings to yourself, Roger, and others on the network. Thank everybody for putting all this together in a very timely. I do have a question, and that is, in the event the club does not decides not to have a club station set up and operating on Field Day, if all the members of the club are operating from home, will it still be construed as being aggregate for a club score? With that, back to the net control.
Well,
I don't remember reading anything about that, but I'm pretty sure if the club doesn't actually hold field day, but they do collect the data for the club, then obviously the club will get a score. At least that's the way I read it. Let me defer to the captain here for a moment and make sure I'm not stating that improperly. Captain, KY6V, this is W4FJ. Did you copy the question? Over.
Yes, I did. Chief, thank you, and hi, David. Well, I don't know the positive answer to that one either. It's a very good question, David, but I would assume very much like Chief. I think two things would happen. They would collect whatever data they need to collect, I guess, but they would have to file. And I don't know what they would file as. A group A-minus? I haven't read anything on that either, but I'll do some snooping and see what I can find out. Go back to you, Chief. KY6V, over.
Comment.
Go ahead, Fred.
This is K2HA. Yeah, from what I read in the additional questions and answers, if the club does not hold a field day and everybody enters the calls that they make, they will be credited to the club. Now, they have to be listed exactly the same, the club name, and even if you've worked the same station, say you have 10 people and they all work the same station, it is not to be considered a duplicate. Everyone gets credit for it. This is Fred, K2HA.
Okay, thanks, Fred. I'm sure everybody heard that, and that makes sense. Next on the list is Delta Yankee. Robert, come on in, fill her in, and tell us, your comments/questions. This is W4RFJ with the South Cars Thursday Information Net.
Yes, good morning. I should get away from the coffee machine there. This is Robert, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, metropolitan Sydney. Cold, clear morning this morning, about 10 degrees Celsius, I think. Anyway, it's a cold morning. It's winter here. Dreaming of Queensland in summer. We do use field day for two purposes. We do use it in the sense of a ham fest. The ham fest I go to the Central Coast is called the Wyong Field Day. But we also have the John Moyle Memorial Field Day, which I think is about the closest equivalent to the ARRL, hard to say, Field Day that we have down here. And that is back around the autumn equinox in March. That's the closest we get, but it's nowhere near the size of what you guys do. I mean, there are some clubs that participate. They go off into the bush and transmit and stuff, but it's not anywhere on the scale that the North American one is. Having lived in North America, I sort of missed that field day. Because it was a big thing on the calendars, on the ham radio calendars. Anyway, don't really have much of a question. Just wanted to add that little bit. VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, thanks, Robert, and good to hear your voice. Last but not least, Juliet Lima Delta.
Pretty fine business. Thank you so very much for taking my check. And I just have a question. So let me understand, if there are 10 club members and each one of them work the same station, would each of the club members aggregate enough points to give them to the club? And if each person talks to the same person, if each club member, 10 club members talk to the same one, what is stopping one club member from notifying others to contact another station? And my third question is, what if one of the club members decides to start the contest 3 hours prior to its official starting and then makes contacts and submits his information, and it isn't found out until later on that his submissions were false and he fabricated his official start time? How would that affect the club points, W2JLD?
Well, I'll be honest with you, John, I don't have all the answers to that. I will defer to Fred, who seems to have a good handle on the addendum. I haven't seen it yet. So, Fred, do you have answers to his three questions? Over.
Yeah. This is K2HA. The according to the material that I have in front of me, the issue about contacting the same station and getting credit for it, of course, all of the people could contact that person in the club. They could do that too. There's special rules for this event. So they clearly said it is not to be considered a duplicate if everybody contacts the same station. It's not like when you were sitting in the field and we had the software all hooked together and it would pop up a duplicate, and then the person on the other end sometimes would say it's a duplicate. Now, false entries. That's an interesting question. The way contests handle that is they put all of the entries into the computer, and if there is no station that matches from other entries, it's suspect. And if it's only one out of, you know, if there may be 10, they'd say, okay, maybe that's a good one. But if it's only one, they throw it out. It gets denied. It does that automatically with the computer. This is Fred, K2HA.
Okay. Thanks, Fred, and thanks, John. I think we got a lot of material to cover here this evening, so it'd probably be best to save the next go-around for a little later on in the program. Sheriff, are you available? NO70, it's your turn, sir. This is W4RFJ passing control.
W4RFJ and the South Cars Field Day 2020, TIN, Georgia NO70. Well, good evening to everyone that's here, and appreciate everyone hearing all those that have checked in. I also, and if you'll forgive me not to play favorites here, but I see that Doug N6NFL, one of our weekend SSIN NCSs, has also been able to make it tonight when after he said he would make an effort this past weekend to join us. So thank you, Doug, as well as everyone else who has checked in for being here. So with that, I'd like to discuss your planning your ALL Field Day 2020 operations, some suggestions. These suggestions are made by Paul Bork, N1SFE, the ALL contest manager, an article written on May 14, 2020. Pretty much going to be reading his article on this to help you understand the points that he has to make there. So with that, we're going to begin discussing planning your ALL Field Day 2020 operations. Now, for most of us, ALL Field Day 2020 is going to look quite different than it did in past years. Considering the impact of social distancing due to the pandemic, many radio clubs and large groups will not gather in their usual field day locations this year. Whether you are a seasoned veteran or a field day first timer, there are many questions about how to participate in Amateur Radio's largest annual on-air event under these unusual circumstances. We're now going to look at some tips and suggestions to help you plan this year's operation for field day for your station. First of all, don't forget 6 meters. Now remember, field day is a non-adjudicated operating event, and it's not a full speed ahead contest. Field day is also not an HF-only event. All amateur radio bands above 50 megahertz may be used during the event. This includes 6 meters, which often offers significant propagation enhancements in the summer months around field day weekend to help you make contacts. The band is available to amateurs holding a technician class license or higher. So if you have an HF/VHF/UHF multimode transceiver, try making contacts using 6 meters for SSB, CW, or digital contacts. You won't need fancy beams or large antenna arrays for 6 meters. A simple vertical or a dipole antenna will allow you to experience operating on the magic band of 6 meters. Now, regarding activities for techs, one suggestion for clubs to consider in order to increase participation among their technician class members is to schedule specific times where these club members will monitor designated VHF and UHF simplex frequencies for field day activity. Keep in mind that the published national FM simplex calling frequencies should be avoided, and the use of repeaters is prohibited. This way, members who have equipment capable of VHF, UHF only operation may be able to participate from their homes or vehicles. Your club can choose a list of frequencies and schedule times in advance and publish them in the club newsletter or via email or other electronic means before the start of the event. On the HF bands, technician class licensees have CW privileges on 80, 40, and 15 meters, as well as RTGY/data and SSB phone privileges on 10 meters. If you aren't a CW operator, try calling CQ on 10 meters single sideband in the late afternoon and early evening on Saturday and see if conditions are favorable for long-distance communications. Try experimenting with a simple wire antenna for 10 meters. You might discover that the band can offer plenty of unexpected propagation. Now, how to get set up for digital modes. You might want to explore one of the newer FT4, FT8 digital modes on 10 meters, 6 meters, or even the VHF, UHF bands. These modes offer an opportunity to make weak signal contacts when band conditions often do not support voice communications. There have been reports of some great 6-meter openings in recent weeks, and these are likely to occur more frequently as the summer months approach. If you've never experimented with digital modes, perhaps this year is an opportunity to give them a try. If you've never used the digital modes before, the setup is relatively straightforward. You'll need a computer, a digital interface to connect the radio to the computer, and you'll also need to download one of the digital mode software packages. Many modern transceivers have built-in support for digital modes, so in those cases, all you'll need is a proper cable to connect the radio to the computer's USB port. You will need a version of the software that supports the ARRL field day exchange, W5 or WSJT-X version 2.0 or later, for example. And these software packages are available for free download. and I'd like to mention something about ham satellites. So let's talk about the excitement of ham satellites. Another area you might wish to explore is operating via one of the amateur radio satellites, or birds, as they're often called. Many hams have had success making contacts via the FM satellites by using a VHF, UHF handheld radio and a small handheld directional antenna, or using a multi-mode VHF, UHF transceiver for the linear satellites for SSV and CW. You'll only be able to work the satellites when they are overhead, so you'll need to know when the satellites will be visible overhead at your operating location. Let's look at ALL Field Day 2020 as an opportunity for learning now. ALL Field Day 2020 may be the year you decide to participate solo or with other members of your household. Perhaps the focus of your activity this year can be to expand your knowledge base and experiment with new modes or bands that you never thought of operating on. If you are a mentor to a newer ham, Field Day can be an opportunity to share some of your knowledge as a mentor with them and for you to expand your own operating horizons. This might be the year to leave your Field Day comfort zone and try something new. So that's to help you begin planning for ALL Field Day 2020 for your station. I'm going to ask Scott in for UPC if he will take check-ins on my behalf, and then he also will have some additional information regarding the ALL Field Day rules. So with that, Scott, are you available in for UPC in 070? Over. Let me try that call once again, just in case. N4UPC, N4UPC, N070. Are you there, Scott? Over. Well, nothing heard, so let me see if our esteemed leader, Gordon, KY6V, are you available to fill in here, please, Gordon? KY6V, N070. Over.
I am. Thank you, George. I saw him connected here earlier, so I don't know if he's having difficulties. I'll give him one more call here. I'm trying to get to his location on things, and I wasn't prepared for this, obviously. Let's see, George, where did you end up here? There we go. Okay. I'm set. N4UPC, last call for alcohol, sir. Are you around? KY6V for the TIN, over. Okay. Something's afoot that's not like Scott at all. Let me take a quick check-ins here. Anybody want to jump in with any further questions or comments or simply say, hey, we're here listening? We'd love to hear from you. KY6V, suffixes only if possible. Over.
November, Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
Victor, Alpha 3, India, Delta, Juliet.
Okay, we've got two takers. Hi, Mr. California. Glad you could make it tonight. Interested in how you guys are setting up things, if you have a moment to talk about it. And VA3IDJ, Desiree, hello to you. So let's start with Doug. NFF, please. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Gordon, and everybody else here on the net. This is Doug, N6NFF here in Sacramento, California, South Cars number Echo 1874. I'm probably just going to be at home for field day because I need somebody to help me with logging, and that means that that person would have to sit close to me, and they can't do that because of the 6-foot social distancing requirement. And I don't know that he could hear me or I could hear him from a distance of 6 feet away to make sure that the logged entries got logged correctly, or that he heard what I was doing. So what I'm probably going to do is check 10 meters late in the afternoon, like was recommended for the technicians, and see if I can make a few cues there. Plus, we'll look through some of the 6-meter FM, not 6 meters, wish I did have 6 meters, some of the 2-meter FM frequencies to see if we can call CQ Field Day or hear somebody else do it and make a few cues that way. I have an outdoor antenna. It's all of only 13 feet up in the air, but we'll see what we can do with it on that day. I enjoy Field Day. It's too bad this has worked out the way it has, but that's the way the ball bounces sometimes. Back to you, Gordon, KY6V and the net. This is N6NFF.
Okay, well, good luck, Doug. You know, however the mop flops, have fun doing it. You know, that's the main part of the game as far as I'm concerned. Thank you, Mr. California. Let's move up to Canada and find out how they're going to do things this year. IDJ, go ahead, Desiree, over.
KY6V net control from Victor Alpha 3, India Delta Juliet. I'm not sure what's going on up here, Gordon. I'm not officially a member of any of the clubs that may be represented in Canada, especially the national one. I should see about making a change for that. Unfortunately, my pay scale doesn't allow for such amenities for me to be actively involved in. My South Cars number is E2548. Just happened to notice that this link was active tonight. I'm getting prepared to do the provincial pro communication net coming up at the top of the hour, so just warming all the equipment up, ready to do the net as I normally do as a substitute net controller for the Sunday or Thursday net. Pleasure as always to talk with you all here. Thanks for having me here. This has been Victor Alpha 3, India Delta Juliet, back to net control.
Well, thanks for coming by, Desiree. Great. And have fun in your goings-on up there. And thank you. Okay, we're going to move on here with Scott's portion. I'm going to give him one more try. N4UPC, are you back yet? Over. Okay, well, let's get rolling with his section. And he was, guys and gals, was going to start with a portion of the rules of the road. And he said he was going to say that please note that the original file is large and contains 9 major sections with multiple subsections for each. So in attempt to consolidate, we will mention the main sections involved and a short summary where needed. The full publication may be found at the ARRL website, that's www.arrl.org, and in this case, /field-day-rules, and that'll give you a minute-to-minute and blow-to-blow discussion of what they're looking for. Okay, their rules were revised last, from what I can tell here, was on May 28, 2020. Let me buy a nickel. The first category is eligibility, and Field Day is open to all amateurs in the areas covered by the ARRL RAC field organizations and countries with IARU Region 2. And DX stations residing in other regions may be contacted for credit and may submit entries and check logs. So everybody's welcome. Number two. Object, to work as many stations as possible on the 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10-meter HF bands, as well as all bands 50 megahertz and above. And in doing so, to learn to operate in abnormal situations in less than optimal conditions. So a premium is placed on developing skills to meet the challenges of emergency preparation as well as to acquaint the general public with the capabilities of amateur radio. Now, I don't know how much acquainting we're going to do with people held off a quarter of a mile down the road, or I'm being sarcastic on that, but at a distance. Let me buy a nickel. Number three, date and time period, Field Day 2020 will be held June 27th and 28th, as mentioned earlier. And Field Day is always the fourth full weekend, beginning at 1800 UTC Saturday and ending at 2059 UTC on Sunday. Number four, entry categories. Field Day entries are classified according to the maximum number of simultaneously transmitted signals. I guess that makes sense. Followed by a designator indicating the nature of the individual or group participation. The minimum number of transmitters that must be claimed is one. 20 transmitters maximum are eligible for the purpose of calculating bonus points. 2,000 points maximum. However, additional transmitters which may be legitimately be used simultaneously, excuse me, I'm getting the frog, will determine your entry category classification. Let's see. We'll go on to 4.1. Let me just take a sip of water here, guys. Be right back. The pause that refreshes. 4.1 is the next category. Excuse me. Class A club, non-club portable. Club or non-club groups of three or more persons set up specifically for field day. Such stations must be located in places that are not regular station locations and must use facilities installed for permanent station use or any structure installed permanently for field day. A single licensee or trustee for the entry is responsible for the group entry itself. All equipment, including antennas, must lie within a circle. Now, listen to this one. All antennas and equipment must lie within a circle whose diameter does not exceed 300 meters. That's 1,000 feet, guys and gals. To be listed as a Class A, all contacts must be made with transmitters and receivers operating independent of commercial power means. An entrance whom for any reason operators a transmitter or receiver from a commercial main for one or more contacts will be listed separately as a Class A commercial. So, you know, keep your distances, but keep your spacing close, I guess is what they're saying. Okay, I'm not going to read all of this to bore you folks. Again, I've given you the URL if you want to get into the nitty-gritty, but 4.2 is a Class A battery-operated club station. 4.3 is a Class B one- or two-person portable. 4.4 is a Class B battery operation, and that's about some in substances, I think. Let me see. I'm going to turn this over to David. But before you do, pick up on your section, David, would you be kind enough to take a opening for check-ins in case we've got some people that would like to say hello. KB9EWG from KY6V in the TIF.
Okay, good, Captain. Just verifying. Let me go ahead and pick it up at my normal spot here. Just going to kind of skip over the rest of that. But take check-ins first, correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct. And pick it up at your normal spot. Over.
Well, Cole. No problem there at all, Captain. Good evening, everybody. KB9EWG, Echo 2289, La Crosse, Wisconsin.
At this time, I'll go ahead and take check-ins or anybody with questions or comments or anything else for the TIN. This is KB9EWG looking for check-ins and comments. Call sign suffix, please. Well, hearing crickets, I guess that means I move on here. Okay, we're going to talk about the exchange. Stations in the AWRO and RAC sections will exchange their field day operating class and ARL RAC section. Example, a three transmitter class A station in Connecticut, which also has a GOTA station, and the extra VHF station would send a 3A CT or a 3A 3 Alpha Connecticut. Okay, 3 Alpha Charlie Tango on CW or digital, and 3 Alpha Connecticut on phone. DX stations operating class and the term DX, i.e. 2 Alpha DX, would apply to the DX stations there. Stand by. Okay, miscellaneous rules. Okay, 6.1, a person may not contact for a QSO credit any station from which they also participate. So in other words, you can't contact another station from your field day site. Or I suppose in the case of the rules this year, if you're working for that club from your home, I don't think you can contact that one either. That's a good one to think about. A transmitter-receiver-transceiver used to contact one or more field day stations may not subsequently be used under any other call sign to participate in field day. Family stations are exempt provided the subsequent call sign is issued to and used by a different family member. 6.3. Field day contacts are allowed using phone, CW, and digital non-CW modes. Stations can be worked once per band per mode under the rule. All voice contacts are equivalent. All non-CW digital contacts are equivalent. Crossband contacts are not permitted. Satellite QSOs crossband contacts are exempted. Stand by. 6.7, the use of more than one transmitter at the same time on a single band mode is prohibited. Exception is a dedicated GOTA station may operate as prescribed in Rule 4.1. Rule 6.8, no repeater contacts are allowed. Of course, the exception to that would be satellites. 6.9, batteries may be charged while in use except for Class D stations. The batteries must be charged from a power source other than commercial power mains to claim the power multiplier in 5. Batteries must be charged from something other than a motor-driven generator or commercial mains. 6.10. All stations for a single entry must be operated under one call sign except when a dedicated GOTA station is operated as a provided under Field Day Rule 4.11. It is used single separate call sign. Okay, number 7, scoring. Scores are based on the total number of QSO points times the power multiplier corresponding to the highest power level, which contact was made during the field day period, plus the bonus points. Okay, 7.1, QSO points. 7.11, phone contacts count as 1 point each. CW contacts count as 2 points each. Digital contacts count as 2 points. Power multipliers. The power multipliers that apply is determined by the highest power output of any transmitter used during the field day operation. If all contacts are made using a power output of 5 watts or less, and if a power source other than commercial mains or motor-driven generator is used, batteries or solar cells, water-driven generator,
The power multiplier is 5. Let me reset here. If all contacts are made using 5 watts or less, nope, I just read that part, okay. If all contacts are made using a power of 5 watts or less, but the power source is from commercial main or from motor-driven generator, the power multiplier is 2. The batteries are charged during field day period using commercial mains or a motor-driven generator, the power multiplier is still 2. If any or all contacts are made using an output power of 150 watts or less, the power multiplier of 2 is 2. If any contacts are made using output power greater than 150 watts, then the power multiplier is 1. Okay, the power multiplier for any entry is determined by the maximum output power used by the transmitter used to complete any contact during the event. Example, a group has one QRP station of 3 watts and a second station running 100 watts. The power multiplier of 2 applies to all contacts made by the entire operation. Bonus points. All stations are eligible for certain bonus points depending on their entry class. The following bonus points will be added to the score after the multiplier is added to determine the final field day score. Bonus points will be applied only when the claim is made on a summary sheet and any proof required accompanies the entry or is received via email or normal mail delivery. Full details on the bonus points, please refer to the complete rules and publication. Okay, reporting. 8.1 entries may be submitted to the ARL via the Field Day web app at https://fieldday.arl.org/foxtrot-delta-echo-november-tango-romeo-yankee.php or USPS or other delivery service to tracking highly recommended. So they recommend using tracking number. And field day entries may go to 225 Main Street, Newington, Connecticut, 06111. Entries must be postmarked or submitted by Tuesday, July 28, 2020. Late entries cannot be accepted. Let me reset here. A complete field day web applet submission site entry consists of an official ARL summary sheet, which is completed via web app at the address I gave it prior. Supporting information uploaded via web app supporting information must include an attached list of stations worked by band and mode during the field day period, a dupe sheet or an alphanumeric list sorted by band and mode by Cabrillo log, well, I hope I pronounced that right, can be submitted in lieu of a dupe sheet. Calls list by band, mode, and proof of all bonus points claimed, copies of your visitor's logs, press release, NTS messages, handheld photographs, etc. The web app will display a confirmation number and a email a confirmation of your field day entry to the email address entered via the web app. Please be sure to record this confirmation number and or save the confirmation email. Okay, let me reset here.
Well, what happened up there, David? I see you still connected, but we're not hearing anything. KB9EWG from KY6V.
Well, that was strange. I had reset there, and all of a sudden I hear you talking, so I'm not sure what happened there. Where did I leave off there, Gordon?
Well, I was listening from afar, so I can't really tell you, so I would guess at it and go from there. Over.
Okay, well, we'll go on to, we'll go on to a complete accurate ARL summary sheet. An accompanying list of stations worked by band mode during the field day period, including Duke sheet or an alphanumeric list sorted by band and mode. Proofs of bonus points, claim copies of visitor logs, press releases, NTS messages, and handheld photographs, etc. Complete station logs are not required for submission, and ARL does not use the logs. The club station maintain logs files for 1 year in case they are requested by ARL HQ. However, a list of stations worked sorted by band and mode Duke sheet is required. Cabrillo format log files are not required for field day entries, but they will be accepted in lieu of Duke sheets, but do not constitute an entry unless the web app or corresponding summary sheet with completed mail entry is also submitted. Digital images of proof of bonus point are acceptable. Electronic submissions are considered signed and submitted. The schedule of the bulletin times for the W1AW is included in this announcement. While W1AW does not have regular bulletins on weekends, the field day message will be sent according to the schedule included with this announcement. The W1AW bulletins will be transmitted on regular W1AW frequencies listed in QSD. The PSK31 bulletin will be transmitted on W1AW. Teleprinter frequencies, the special field day bulletin will be transmitted from station K6KPH on the West Coast, as included in the bulletin schedule. See general rules for all ARRL contests. General rules for all ARRL contests on bands below 30 MHz. And general rules for all ARRL contests on bands above 50 MHz. For additional rules, you can go to www.arrl.org/contest-rules. That may cover stations not covered in the field day rules. Decisions of the ARRL Awards Committee are final and in adjudicating field day problems. The complete field day information package may be obtained by sending an SASE with 5 units of postage to Field Day Information Package, ARRL 225 Main Street, Newington, Connecticut, 06111, or by downloading the Field Day home at the Field Day homepage, www.arl.org/fieldday. For more Field Day Information questions, contact fdinfo@arrl.org or phone 860-594-0232. At this point, we're about ready to wind things up. I'll see if anybody has any check-ins or comments or questions for the net here. This is KB9EWG. Okay, hearing nobody with questions or comments or check-ins. So we at SCARS wish to you all have fun and enjoy with the field day and hope that you will stay safe in the endeavor. Any last check-ins? One more time. I'll just take one more quick standby before I shut things down here.
Kilo Juliet 7 Charlie Lima Golf. This is KJ7CLG.
Hotel Alpha.
Well, go ahead. KJ7CLG. Well, go ahead there. This is KB9EWG Net Control.
Yeah, this is KJ7CLG. I'm just sitting here on All Star listening to the net and field day. I've never joined in on field day before, but it sounds really interesting. Just sitting back playing around the computer. This is KJ7CLG back to net control.
Well, I'm an old veteran, been to many field days, and hope you can get to one and enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. Although it is going to be a bit different this year with the change in rules and everything else there, so hope you get to a field day.
So anyways, at this point here, I guess I will go ahead and say this has been SCARS VOIP. Net schedules and general information may be found at scarsvoip.com. That's our wonderful website there. This has been David, KB9EWG, saying 7-3. In closing this VOIP session, I want to thank everybody for their participation. The net is now closed, and the server is returned to normal amateur use. This is KB9EWG.
Thank you, David. And you had Fred trying to check in with you, too. Fred H.A., are you still there? KY6V.
Yeah, very good. I was wondering if I connected. This is Fred K2HA. I put in the text box there the software from N3FJP, and the ARRL contacted all the software providers, so they made special changes for their software for this year. And so I've used this software for a long, long time, and it's real easy to do on field day. You just put in the required information, and it tells you immediately whether you have a duplicate, and it just moves things right along just seamlessly. And it's great to print reports, too. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA.
Well, thanks, Fred. That's good information. I had read about the ARRL was working with the various suppliers, but I didn't have the information that you just passed. And he's got it in the text box, guys and gals, the URL for N3, I think it's FJP. All right, good night, everybody. Kudos to the team this evening. Everybody be safe. Everybody have fun on field day. Bring home the bacon, and we'll have something to talk about in the months to come. KY6V is now clear, and bye-bye to all.